The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony Edmonton in the Canadian Football League is looking for a new nickname. You got suggestions?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. The Edmontonies. That works.
Oh, that disappoints me. I thought you were going to go with the Edmonton Kornheisers. I thought that was it. You got a lot of money. You could be the title sponsor.
We could make them the Edmontony Kornheisers. That would work. I would love it if I had a CFL team named after me. Yeah, that'd be great fun.
You ever seen a CFL game in person? You ever attended a CFL game?
I have not. Have you?
No.
I've not.
I'm not either. Hole in our resume. Big hole.
I was going to say that's a big hole in our lives. Crazy old man in his own attic. This is day 98. In today's episode, Gabe Kapler takes a knee. Chris Jones predicts a lot of Super Bowls in the Chiefs' future. And Patrick Mahomes challenges Josh Allen to a throwing contest. But we begin today with the rather surprising and heartening news that the 346 NBA players who have been tested since last Monday, July 13th, have yielded no positive tests for the virus. This is exactly what the bubble was put in position to do. Wilbon, are you now confident the NBA will succeed in restarting the season on July 30th?
You know, there have been about 30 stories since March 15th where you've asked me if I'm confident. And I pretty much give you the same answer. I'm hopeful. I don't know about confident. I'm hopeful. This is good news at a time when sports doesn't have much to offer. But there's been good news. There's been good news coming in this same vein from soccer in both the Premier League and the Italian League. You've had, I guess, the Bundesliga as well. You've had little to no nothing in the way of positive tests, and the NBA needed this news. Because, Tony, I think the NBA, starting at the top with Adam Silver and going all the way down through executives in both team and club, and then the players' union, guys like Chris Paul, they've all been sort of, I don't want to say worried, but they've been appropriately concerned. How do we get this going and not make mistakes and set it up so that it works? And this has involved so many people. Good for them. I know what work they put into this. Good for them. Am I confident? I don't want to get into confident. I hope it continues along this path.
Yeah, so I always thought that hockey and basketball had the best chance. And I always thought that the theory of the bubble made sense. And I know they're going to start. I don't know if they're going to finish on time. I don't know if they're going to go straight through. And I'm going to remind you of conversations you and I have had over the past few months, particularly around Arizona, when the cases begin to spike in Arizona. And I said, why is this going on? And you said to me a number of times, because people get tired of the rules. They get tired of the rules. They don't want to follow the rules as strictly as they used to follow them. And that could happen. This, we're talking about months in the bubble.
Yeah.
Months. So this could happen. I am not confident that they go straight through. But I'll tell you one other thing. And this is totally anecdotal. Today, delivered to my house with the Washington Post, was a standalone sports section for the first time during the week, not on Sunday, in months and months and months. The sports section was buried every day, two or three pages at the end of the style section.
I hated that.
The end of the style section. So now there's optimism about sports in this country, and the juxtaposition, Mike, is there's optimism about sports as the virus cases continue to rise because of the openings around the country. So I think what this says is you can shut this thing down if you have a coherent plan that people stick to.
Of course. What
and
it
I
also
don't know
says
we
is
do.
People want something else, and the something else appears to be sports. Of the entire world of entertainment, movie theaters and going to the theater, all of it, sports is delivered right to us. People want it. They want to talk about something else, think about something else, engage in something else. This is the something else they want. How much they're going to get, how long they're going to get it, are they going to get it uninterrupted? These are questions you and I are asking. Everybody's asking them. Let's hope. Let's move to baseball, where Giants manager Gabe Kapler joined several members of the team in taking a knee for the national anthem last night. Kapler said afterward, quote, "I wanted them to know that I wasn't pleased with the way our country has handled police brutality, and I told them I wanted to amplify their voices. I wanted them to feel safe speaking up," close quote. Tony Kapler appears to be the first head coach slash manager in any of the major North American professional sports to take a knee in this way. How big a deal is it?
I think it's a real big deal. He's not a rank-and-file player. He's in a leadership position. He's the manager. He's got to earn the trust of everybody under him. I think this was unthinkable 2, 3, 4 years ago. I think it may have been unthinkable last year. But as I like to tell you, Mike, I think we are seeing the arc of change swinging right in front of us. The team, the executive level on the team, backed him completely, which means he had to ask him beforehand, is it all right if I do this? And I would point this one thing out. This is in a sport where there's not a majority of black players, unlike basketball, unlike football. So it's a little bit different for a manager to do this. I don't necessarily know how it's going to play out, but I think he's walking the walk in a way that I haven't seen before.
Yeah, Tony, I was just thrilled at his explanation. For all the people who I'm not going to disparage now, but though I want to, and privately I often do, who talk about disrespecting the flag or even protesting the flag, when that's not what people are protesting. And Kapler explained this. I'm protesting police brutality. And I want to give some protection to the voices of players if they want to do that. And that's not a really hard distinction if you're a discerning, literate human being. It's just hard for some because they don't want to hear it. And so Kapler, that is what I admire most about what Kapler said in the post-game explanation, Tony. How is this going to play out in other sports? I think football is the only place where you're going to see real confrontation and you're going to see anger coming back at protests, even if they're head coaches, even if Roger Goodell. The NFL is where you're going to see, in my opinion, in terms of anticipation, that is where you're going to get conflict. Not with basketball, all right? And baseball is an interesting thing. And I don't know how it plays that you don't have fans there. You don't have fans to give you immediate reaction, which would be to say boos or cheers or a smattering or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so that may change the dynamic. But, Joni, we got to get to the NFL. What's Jerry Jones going to say if his head coach or players who he said he's not going to employ?
It's interesting that you say this because that was a note that I took. That when I saw this morning for the first time, I thought immediately of Jerry Jones. And you and I differ on Jerry Jones. I think Jerry Jones, though he has not said anything publicly, I think he would be supportive of a coach or of a team that did this. I think it's important. The individual freedom is very important here. It's important that Kapler has the ability to do this and that players on the team don't have to. Not everybody has to the same thing. I think there will be pushback. I think some people will say, who's this guy? What's he ever won? It's his first year here. What's he doing? I think he risks some players on his team being angry at this, but it's a gesture to me that I think is a gesture in solidarity with most people, and I'm interested in it. I'm interested to see going forward
me too,
what happens.
Just one quick note to end here. Jerry Jones has had 4 months. He hasn't said a word of support for anybody.
I know. I know he hasn't said anything.
He hasn't said anything. I take that in a different way, I guess, than you do. Because,
you do.
Because his silence to me... His silence to me, it angers me to no end. And it says to me, there's a certain gutlessness for a guy who's always running his mouth that now he's under a desk and he can't be found, even though he's like a moth to a flame when it comes to microphones normally, and he can't find one since March. That says something different to me. Indictment.
And it does.
To me.
What it says to me is that he hasn't said no to it and he's biding his time. So I'm... Yes, we differ on that one. We differ on that action, but we'll move on. Kansas City star defensive tackle Chris Jones, who just signed a huge contract extension, thinks the Chiefs are on their way to immortality. He said, and I quote, "This is only the beginning. We plan to have another parade and another parade and another parade. We're going to make sure we bring not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5+ rings to Kansas City." It's been 50 years of waiting, but the wait is over now. It's time to create a dynasty, unquote. Wilbon, are you with this guy?
I've been around Chris Jones once during Super Bowl week, and he is charismatic, charismatic as a summer day is long. He is, I'm not going to say outspoken, he's just candid. He says what he's thinking, and that you has come off to me in my one encounter with him as, my God, I really like this guy. But when you go to the not three, not four, but not five, you're just setting yourself up for some heartache. Now, maybe it doesn't have to happen that way or play out that way or feel that way in Kansas City, where that's what they do. That's what they got in Kansas City is the Chiefs. They adore the Chiefs. They adore Chris Jones. And, I said this last week, Tony, the talk of Kansas City Chiefs in a dynasty is just stupid and premature. And it's stupid for people in our business to do it and not recognize the difficulty in winning a single NFL championship. And when you start talking about three, four, five, stop. Just get a second one. Get a second one. Then we can open up the door. If you don't think so, in basketball, where it happens all the time, or frequently, LeBron James could do two in Miami. Not three, not four, not five at all. Don't do this, Chris. Don't do this.
Yeah, so LeBron James is smiling very broadly because he's off the hook. Because this guy just took the bait from LeBron James. He told, by the way, just to make this clear, he told this to 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, Chris Jones did. I thought immediately of the team that many people think is the greatest team ever, which is the 85 Bears. They won one. They didn't win any more. They didn't win any more. Aaron Rodgers, man, he's a great quarterback. He's got one. Drew Brees, that offense in New Orleans, that's great. He's got one. Tom Brady's got six. It took him 20 years. Let me ask Chris Jones this. What happens if Mahomes gets hurt? How many are you going to win without Patrick Mahomes? Patrick Mahomes, you were down by 10-plus in every single playoff game last year. You don't have Mahomes, you don't win. What? I mean, it's crazy, right?
People aren't paying attention. I guess the pandemic made even the smartest people in football just forget everything they knew or know. Because they say this stuff all the time. They throw the word dynasty around like it just happens all the time. Dynasty, yeah. The TV show Dynasty, not in sports. My God,
people, wake up. Single elimination tournaments. No, you just don't repeat. It doesn't work that way. Let's take a break. Coming up, Madden 21 rates Josh Allen's arm strength as the best in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes, who we just talked about, has a problem with that.
And later, Draymond Green and Charles Barkley say they have buried their beef. I believe that, Tony. Do you?
I think it's more exciting if they have beef. I think it's more exciting if there's always a threat. Why would you bury
a threat
that?
Of
That's
beef?
Stupid.
Because I told you there would be no beef the moment they met each other. I told you this 2 years ago. And you shook your head. You didn't believe me.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We've got one more headline from the NFL. Patrick Mahomes is not pleased with the way the Madden 21 video game has rated his throwing power. The game gives the Chiefs star a 97, 2 points behind the perfect 99 awarded to Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Said Mahomes, quote, "I've yet to see someone have a stronger arm than me, so maybe we can line up and then we can really prove who has the strongest arm," unquote. The two teams are scheduled to play on October 15th. Wilbon, who would you bet on in the throw-off?
Well, you know, my position on this, the last time we talked about this at length on this show, man, it's more than 10 years ago. It was when Jay Cutler, a name that really should not be mentioned, said his arm was stronger than John Elway's, which was just, to me, one of the stupid assertions of all time, because it didn't matter. I might bet on John Elway, even now at 60. I don't know who I'm going to take. I don't care. What I care about is the Madden game. The marketing people for Madden have come up with this genius thing inside of Madden where these ratings of any individual skill or function within the sport, man, people go crazy. 99, 96, 90. I mean, the guys who are ranked or rated go crazy. The fans of this, the followers, the purchasers, the patrons, they go nuts. I only know about it because my kid goes nuts. It says, "Dad, he got a 97. That's robbery." And you're like, "What? Do you understand this? Do you know this stuff?"
No, I'm way too old for Madden, although I appreciate the marketing of it. When I heard about this story, my first reaction was, I didn't know Josh Allen had such a great arm, because when I watch him, he's always running.
He's not throwing.
He likes to run. Patrick Mahomes, I know, as the son of a baseball player, I know he has a great arm, but I wondered, why does Patrick Mahomes care? The people who assign these ratings are guys who can't throw a ball 30 yards. They're sitting in a basement somewhere making up these ratings. I don't know who would win it. I'll give you one quote that I like, though, from Mahomes.
What?
He said, "If I put it out there 80, 85 yards and he beats it, he beats it." 80, 85 yards. Wilbon, that's deep.
I think of historically in with that kind of arm strength, I think of Bradshaw. I think of Brett Favre. You know, I think of Doug Williams. I mean, those guys are all 6'5" or right there, 6'4", 6'5", and they just launched it. I don't know historically where Mahomes goes. Is he like an all-timer? Maybe we ought to find out.
I don't know.
Don't tear a rotator cuff doing this.
Jeff George could fling it.
Jeff George.
But what about
absolutely.
That guy,
Bobby
Kyle
Douglas?
Bowler, who from his knees threw it over the scoreboard?
Just
how's he doing now? Is he in the NFL?
Couldn't do it.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, Michael Bennett calls it a career. How will we remember it?
And the Atlanta Hawks have new unis. I'll give you my review when we come back.
You're not a uniform.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 40th birthday, CC Sabathia. You wouldn't recognize him from the workout videos he has posted. He's so trim, people wondered if he was making a comeback. He's not, but the left-handed starter won the Cy Young for the Indians in 2007 when he weighed north of 300 pounds. In fact, Sabathia's best years were when he looked like a bowling ball. He slimmed down for the Yankees in 2014 and he had a 5.28 ERA through 8 starts. Sabathia won 251 games, the same as Bob Gibson. Only two active pitchers, Justin Verlander and Zach Greinke, have over 200. So maybe 250 is the new 300. Sabathia had 3,093 strikeouts, third most ever by a lefty, behind only Randy Johnson and Steve Carlton. He won a World Series in 2009 with the Yankees and twice In 2009 and 2010, Sabathia tied for the most wins in the majors. This is the case you would make to put Sabathia in the Hall of Fame. Plus, everybody likes him. Wilbon, is he in?
Yes, he better be in. Absolutely, Tony. I mean, I'm not going to say he dominated, but he was at the top of the pyramid at the time in which he pitched. And as we go forward and people who are alive look back in 2050 and 2060, those 251 wins, Tony, may be the most of the century, of this century, the 21st, looking forward.
Happy anniversary, Manny Ramirez. On this day 16 years ago, Manny inexplicably cut off a throw from center fielder Johnny Damon, leading to an inside-the-park home run for the Orioles' David Newham. A decade later, Damon returned the favor by cutting off Manny's ceremonial first pitch during the Red Sox 10th anniversary celebration of their World Series title in 2004. Manny's numbers are Cooperstonian for sure. His lifetime batting average was .312. He had 555 home runs, 15th all-time, 1,831 RBI, 19th all-time. His 21 grand slams are third all-time, and his 29 postseason home runs are number one. But in his 3 years of eligibility for the Hall of Fame, Manny has never received more than 23% of the vote, and you need 75. His problem is the same one facing three of the people with more RBI than Manny who aren't in the Hall: Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, and Rafael Palmeiro. They are either admitted or assumed cheats, so Manny may have to settle for being in the Red Sox Hall of Fame and being beloved there.
I'm going to throw this back at you because you're usually passionate about this issue. Would you put Manny in? Do you think he will get in? That voters, as they either change, evolve, or die and are replaced by new voters, is Manny going to be in Cooperstown?
Not when we're alive, I don't think, Mike. Don't think so. Happy trails, Michael Bennett. The 34-year-old defensive tackle announced his retirement this morning on Instagram and spoke to The New Yorker about continuing his work to create racial equality. Bennett said, quote, "Retiring feels a little like death of self, but I'm looking forward to rebirth, the opportunity to reimagine my purpose," unquote. Bennett joined the Tampa Bay Bucks in 2009 as an undrafted free agent out of Texas A&M and spent 11 seasons with Tampa, Seattle, Philadelphia, Dallas, and New England, making three Pro Bowls and winning a Super Bowl with Seattle on the Legion of Boom defense. Bennett has been a consistent, outspoken advocate for racial justice. He has seen the world admittedly and determinedly through the prism of race and has proudly called himself, quote, "a disruptor," unquote. Bennett told The New Yorker that the NFL is, quote, "taking steps," unquote, lately to close the gaps between whites and blacks. But he added, quote, "Why do we have to be so reactive? We have so many opportunities to be proactive," unquote. Read the piece.
Tony, Michael Bennett has been one of the most interesting players in the NFL for his entire time in the NFL. And I think it must have been really difficult to be Michael Bennett in the NFL as opposed to the NBA or track and field or tennis or golf. Anywhere else, Michael Bennett's voice would have been more appreciated. In the NFL, he was running up against a brick wall, but he continued to do it. And you know what? He put some dents in that wall along the way.
Omissions. Sportico reports that Glenn Taylor is exploring a sale of the Timberwolves, and the Royals today drilled Altuve, Bregman, and Springer.
Ooh,
whoa!
Ooh.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The SWAC moved football to the spring. Your thoughts?
Well, that's a Southern Conference moving football to the spring. I don't know that the other Southern Conference, the Big Brother, is going that direction until forced to. The ATP canceled the City Open in D.C., but says the U.S. Open is still on schedule. Does that make sense to you?
U.S. Open is a big one. You got to have that or there's no tennis. The Atlanta Hawks have new uniforms. Grade them.
Well, I like these as they're going back to Dominique, if not Bob Pettit. I mean, Doc Rivers. It looked like the Hawks to me. David Beckham's expansion team, Inter Milan, went 0-5 in the MLS bubble. Defend your boy.
Yeah, it's Inter Miami, not Inter Milan. They're an expansion team. They couldn't win. It's okay. Last one, Draymond Green and Charles Barkley say they no longer have beef. Are you buying it?
Yeah, and I want some beef. They're going to buy me some beef, a steak, a Chicago cut, because I told one of them they would like the other guy. Glad to hear it.
Stop begging for free food. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knucklehead.